Dr. Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., just an amazing lady. And Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., is the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She's a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine, 1970, believes passionately in the right of every American to choose a personal health path that is free of government and corporate interference. And then if I went through the rest of her bio, 35 years standing up to corruption and tyranny, that would take the rest of the time we have here today. But again, coming up Wednesday, we will have her and Major General Stubblebine, her husband, on with us for a full hour. Okay, just giving us a teaser of what's currently happening. You got back in the last month, but you've been all over the world as of late from Europe, literally battling against Codex Alimentarius. For those that don't know what it is, describe what it is and then break down what we're facing and why it's so important.
You bet. Codex Alimentarius is not an intestinal parasite, although it sounds like it is. It's a UN agency, and that should already get your red flags up. It's a UN agency designed to control the international trade of food. What that means is setting guidelines and standards and allowing the international industrializers of the food supply, including the genetic engineering folks, Monsanto and Bayer and the others, to set the rules as to what food needs to be and what it can't be. And under Codex, what it can't be is wholesome, clean, unadulterated, and health-producing, because Codex is actually the creature of the pharmaceutical industry, which wants you to have damaged, degraded, and non-nutritive food filled with toxins so that you become ill. Then Codex and the FDA, its handmaiden, will make it impossible for you to get high-potency nutrients so that you can protect or repair protect yourself from or repair the damage that that food does to you. So what we're talking about is a food system designed to make everybody on the planet, and I do mean everybody on the planet, except, of course, the controllers, as ill as possible with the highly economically productive diseases that the pharmaceutical industry makes its amazing profits from: cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity. Those are the diseases that the World Health Organization defines as the chronic diseases of undernutrition. Take away the nutrition, get people sick, take away natural medicine, make profits, then they die, and you have depopulated the world of the, quote, useless eaters. That's Codex in a nutshell.
Doctor, during the break, we may, well, we're going to end it at the end of this break. Your phone's got a lot of static on it, so we may try to reconnect. But bottom line, when we say that the globalists, the internationalists, have weaponized the food supply, we're not joking around about that. And you're a medical doctor. You've been researching this. I know that doing your own separate research from mine or others, that you and General Stubblebine have found that, indeed, it is a population reduction plan, and it's all done through compartmentalization, and that they are indeed cornering the world food supply, buying up the heirloom seeds while building these doomsday vaults, that they know they're bringing on an environmental holocaust, while in the name of global warming, they're bringing in all this regulation and control over the general public. Can you speak to that?
Well, let's talk about just genetically engineered food. Now, most of your listeners are probably in the United States. Right now, by the way, that's not static, that's torrential rain, because I'm in Panama setting up a food system education program to teach farmers and non-farmers how to grow clean, non-genetically modified, wholesome food in as little as a 4-foot square area if you're not a farmer, or on your farm if you are. That's why you hear that tremendous rain. Food, let's take genetically modified food. 80 to 85% of everything that Americans typically eat contains genetically modified food components. The government of Austria last week reduced a study showing that genetically modified corn, the basis of most of our prepared foods, causes sterility in laboratory rats. Now, do you really think that's an accident? Do you really think that controlling the world's food supply, as Monsanto says that it will do by 2010, and introducing ubiquitous foods that cause sterility, cancer, remember that's profitable, and autoimmune disease, again profitable, infertility and death, do you really think that's an accident? I don't. Do you really think the fact that the United States FDA refuses to allow scientific studies and automatically approves any patent any patented genetically modified food to enter the food chain is an accident?
Do you really think it's an accident that out of over 200 different types of plastics, 55, 60 years ago, they chose the only plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones that also is linked to sterility and lowered sperm counts, and everywhere in the world where it's used, not only are the mammals becoming sterile, but where that water, excreted through sewer systems, is getting into the water, most of the frogs and alligators are being born hermaphrodites. So again, everything they do targeting reproduction because they're eugenicists.
That is correct. They are eugenicists. They are not food agricultural industrialists. They are not medical health or illness care system industrialists. They are eugenicists. 5 years ago, that would get you branded as a lunatic. Today, more and more people are realizing that they are being targeted for eugenics, slow eugenics or fast eugenics. The World Health Organization in 1985 announced in writing, and I have a copy of this document, that the purpose of the supposed smallpox eradication program that they were carrying out at that point was to induce sterility without notification in a vast number of African women to, quote, and this is the part that is in black and white, quote, eliminate 150 million excess sub-Saharan Africans. Well, I don't believe any of us is excess, and you must remember the World Health Organization, which is one of the organizations that runs Codex for the United Nations, has just been convicted in the Philippines High Court, that's their Supreme Court, of involuntarily sterilizing 3 million or more Filipino women through the use of a supposed tetanus vaccine, which actually induces sterility. What we're talking about is a multi-pronged evil approach to getting rid of us so that they, whoever they are, and I know that you've talked a lot about who they are, Alex, so that they can control the non-renewable resources of the planet. And I have this, in fact, from the very mouth of a patient whom I treated, because as a physician I've treated some interesting people. This woman is a head of state who told me that she'd been raised to believe that it was the way of the world to eliminate the useless eaters because they were consuming their non-renewable natural resources, their resources, meaning the resources of the master class. And I said to her, did it ever occur to you that perhaps those non-renewable resources actually belong to the people who live on the land above them? And she looked at me and said, well, no, it never did. That's what we're dealing with, Alex.
Well,
General Stubblebine and I would love to talk to you at length about how this all fits together with the coming famine of 2009, the need to grow your own food in your apartment, on your backyard, or in community gardens, to purchase clean, wholesome, organic food, and to push back against the genocidalists before it's too late.
5 minutes we've got left. You've told the story. Many other medical doctors I've had on the show have told the story. You know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, like Dr. Monteith, you know, he's been a doctor for 50 years, about a child with cancer when he was going to medical school, you know, 45, 50 years ago, was like finding a leprechaun or a unicorn. I mean, it was like finding, it didn't exist. And now, just dead kids, kids with brain tumors, left, right, all around us, everything, the cell phones, the plastics, all by design. And, of course, you've told the similar story. Explain to people what's happening, briefly.
What's happening is that the life expectancy of children born in the year 2000 and thereafter is dropping, so that for the first time in human history, we can expect that a child born in 2000 or thereafter will die before its parents on average, because the food is contaminated, because children are given cell phones, because cell towers are blasting us, and we've allowed that to happen, because our food contains genetically modified organisms unless we grow our own or eat totally organic or biodynamic food, because the plastics that we feed children water and milk and juice from, and God help us, Coca-Cola from, contain substances that dysregulate the entire endocrine system.
Well, that's the next issue. I mean, they just come out now and say that melamine is now not bad for you, and it's at 90% of the baby formula, Associated Press, and they admit, yeah, Coca-Cola's got pesticide in it, but the pesticide's good for you.
Pesticide is good for you. And on mainstream TV, we see a clip that says that mercury may actually promote behavioral competence and increase the IQ. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. So lies are the order of the day. We live in the Orwellian world of truth disguised as lies and lies disguised as truth. And if it weren't for people like you, Alex, and I hope for people like us, the reality would simply not be available to us. On one day, the FDA said that melamine has no safe level. It is not possible to have a safe level of melamine. The next day, melamine has been set at one part per million with no science, no testing, no safety assurance. But hey,
just like fluoride, just like fluoride, and to cover it up, like they did with fluoride leakage, killing people all over Tennessee is how it all started. They may just start adding it, saying it's a nutrient we've got to have. On national news, they're recommending adding statins forcibly to all the water. Did you see that, doctor?
I missed that one, but I'll tell you what. Giving statins to children, quote, protectively, is beyond anything the Germans did. Beyond anything these people did, even during the days of their Action 4 program, where they were killing German children starting at zero and going to 17 and then adding in the rest of the population because they wanted to purify the German race when they had defective Germans. What we're doing now is worse than anything that the Nazis...
It's Hellraiser. Hellraiser is going on all around you, or like something out of Event Horizon. That literally, a mind like that is running things, and it's all systematically ambient background tyranny. It's just been slowly turned up like the frog in the pot, and now they're just savagely pounding us. Just bam, bam. Unbelievable.
That is absolutely correct. I wish I could disagree with you and say that you're an alarmist, Alex, or that you're misinterpreting information, or that you're exaggerating. Unfortunately, I believe that you are saying things exactly as they are, and that's what we at the Natural Solutions Foundation do. Now, I know that you are probably attacked as an alarmist and so on and so on, and so are we. Recently, two of the folks who ought to be saying, who ought to be truth-telling, went on the radio to say absolutely extraordinarily horrific lies about us, but you know what? That is how the system...
Hold on one moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
La fertilité humaine est-elle en danger? Oui, selon les scientifiques qui lancent aujourd'hui un cri d'alarme, on suspecte les produits chimiques présents dans notre environnement.
En 20 ans, la baisse du nombre de spermatozoïdes des Parisiens approche les 40%, soit près de 2% par an. Si en France, Pierre Jouannet n'a pas eu les moyens de poursuivre son étude, compter les spermatozoïdes, ce n'est pas de la science, lui a-t-on rétorqué au ministère, les autorités danoises abordent le problème avec beaucoup plus de sérieux. car si la chute se poursuit, c'est la capacité d'une population à se reproduire qui est en jeu. Regardez le sperme de ce jeune donneur, comparé avec un échantillon de bonne qualité. Les spermatozoïdes sont moins nombreux, moins mobiles, certains ont deux têtes.
Thank you.